Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And New Orleans, one of my favorite cities in the world, is turning 300. 300 years old.
Oh, wow.
New Orleans is. To put that in perspective, that's a really, really, really long time. The running of the Bulls has been happening for 400 years. 100 years longer than New Orleans has even been a city. Pretty amazing. It's a longstanding tradition that happens in a little town called Pamplona, Spain, and it's always been on my bucket list. Something I've been wanting to do, always.
To run with the Bulls.
To run with the Bulls. And 5 years ago, I decided I was going to realize my dream and I was going to do it. So I hit up a friend of mine who goes every single year, and at the time, I didn't really know him that well. I just knew he went. I was like, hey, look, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it with someone that knows what they're doing, right? I don't mind traveling by myself, but when it comes to doing something like this, I want to be in the know.
Is there a registration similar to a 5K in the States that you register to run with the Bulls?
You just walk on up there and you start running.
But you have to wear white. It feels like everybody's wearing white, or did you just wear white because that's the tradition?
That's a tradition. You okay. Do it. Everybody
does. You don't have to.
No. You don't have to, but everybody does. That's the thing, right? So that's all you do. You wear white and red, and there are certain names for it, but so it starts off on Sunday, what is like Saturday our time, but anyway. So the first day is over the weekend. So people from all over the different countries come in and they run, and then they go back home because they have to go to work on Monday. So it's very, very busy and and crowded and very dangerous. It's the most dangerous time. So I said, well, I'm not going to run that day because I don't want to get injured.
Good. That's smart.
Right. So I'm just going to stand here on this balcony, and I'm going to watch it all go down. I'm going to take some pictures because I like to, you know, do photographs.
Yes.
So I took pictures, and I saw how everything went, and I was like, okay, I'm ready. So the next day, I'm going to do this. And we wake up really, really early, and there's at this point, I had started to make a lot of friends because the same people go every single year, right? And there's this huge congregation, and because of my friend that I went with, I met a lot of other people. So I was introduced to a lot of different people. And they were kind of showing me what they do. They all, you know, everybody's got their own little spot. They're like, well, you can really start wherever you want. And I chose to start at this one little spot. They call it Hamburger Turn. And they said, this is probably one of the safest spots because the Bulls will come out and they'll go down this road. And then they're going to have to make this like sharp turn. So sometimes they kind of slide and they slow down. So coming around this turn is probably one of the safest because they're not really going that fast.
So what time do you have to go claim your spot the morning you're going to run?
Whenever you want. I mean, I got down there like at 7:30, I think, because the run starts at 8 o'clock. And the way it works is you'll hear a rocket launch. There are two rockets. The first rocket means that the doors have opened. And then the second rocket, which is just a couple of seconds later, means that all the Bulls have left.
Okay.
And then once they leave, you just, once you hear the rocket, you start running, no matter where you are on the route. Some are at the very, very end because they like to follow the bull. All the Bulls end up at what they call the Plaza del Toro, which is the big bullfighting ring, right? So all those Bulls that are running that day, and there are 8 days of runs, so all the Bulls that are running that day go into the ring, and then they're hoarded into a little area, and then those are the Bulls that are used for the bullfight later that night. You with me?
Yeah, but so you're running because you're running away from the Bulls. You're running with the Bulls.
And you start running, the Bulls will catch up to you.
No matter what.
And then you run with them as far as you can, and then they're gone. It's just a matter of a few seconds because they're so much faster than you.
It's just the exhilaration of running next to a Bull.
That's exactly right. So I'm running, and all of a sudden I hear the little footsteps, or big footsteps, of these Bulls, and they come up. I'm running side by side with them, and all of a sudden I feel myself go down. It's all exhilarating, right? So I don't remember a whole lot except for the fact that I'm down on the ground and I don't really know what to do. I try to stand up, but I can't for whatever reason. I look over to the side, and there's this pole attached to the wall. I kind of wiggle my way over, and I start pulling myself up, and I look down, and my legs are just flopping. And I'm like,
your legs are flopping?
My leg.
Okay.
My right leg.
Your right leg is flopping.
And I'm like, oh, crap, this isn't good.
Is there blood?
No blood that I see. But so I sit back down again, and all of a sudden, the bulls have passed, and I see a whole bunch of people come over to me and start cutting my pants. And they are asking me a bunch of questions. What's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? And I'm answering these questions, and they're like, okay, well, your leg is broken. We're going to get you out of here. I'm like, okay. I'm trying to process all this.
Oh, because you're in full-on shock.
I can't feel a thing. I feel
Isn't
nothing.
Isn't that crazy it how is. Our bodies do that?
Adrenaline. I don't feel anything. I just shattered my leg in six places, and I could not feel a thing.
Hold up. You shattered your leg in six places. Wait, was that because you got run over by a bull?
Well, that's the good story, and that's the story I wish I could tell, because that's really, like, the most amazing story. Unfortunately, it didn't really go like that. As we were running,
yeah.
There was a guy right behind me that went down, and his head went, and I figured this out later on because I got pictures. His head went right into the back of my knee, which made it buckle, and
his head shattered your leg.
In six different places.
Wow.
Six fractures.
That's crazy.
So the really crazy part is here I am down. The guy tells me that my leg is broken.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear shouting in Spanish, right? Shouting. Ah, blah, blah, blah. And I look up and I see one of the bulls had gotten away from the herd and turned around and started running back towards us.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden everybody starts jumping up and moving around. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm lying on the ground with a broken leg. I can't do anything. Well, fortunately, he turned back around and started running the other way. And then they put me on a stretcher and carried me off. It wasn't until I was in the ambulance on the way to
the hospital.
The hospital. And it wasn't until then that I started feeling pain. And once we were in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, I was like, oh, crap, this kind of hurts.
And so how many days did you have to stay in Spain?
So I was, it was a matter of what am I going to do? Am I going to, because they have some of the most amazing surgeons there because this is what they do.
Fix people's broken legs from running with the bulls?
Yep.
Okay.
And because it's the weirdest thing, if you get injured running with the bulls, your medical care is free. So
who pays for that? Spain?
That's part of the thing. Yeah, that's part of the thing. If you
They're
get
like,
injured
come
running
to
with
our
the
country,
bulls,
yeah, run with, the, bulls. With the bulls. If you almost die, it's cool because we'll fix you for free.
So this happened on Monday, and I go into the hospital on Monday, and then I had the decision of if I was going to allow the Spanish doctors to operate on me or if I was going to go back home and have them do it here.
Yeah.
And ultimately, after realizing that I would be in a hotel room with people, because I spoke very, very, I spoke restaurant Spanish. And
you knew how to order guacamole.
Yeah, that's it. And I could not get by. So it was a huge language barrier, A. B, my hospital room had no AC. Fortunately, I was next to the window, but it was very, very hot, and it was obviously in July, early July, and I had no AC, and I was roomed with a guy that kept farting the whole time. Again, grateful for the window, but those three things factored into the fact that I was not going to get surgery. So I was in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I took the train to Madrid, and my flight was Saturday. And I went to the airport, and they were like, oh, yeah, you can't fly home. So, again, because of the language barrier, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm stuck in Spain until I upgraded $2,500 to get an upgraded fare where I can have my leg elevated the entire time. And I finally got out on Tuesday.
And then you came here to the States and had surgery.
I came here to the States and had surgery.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh!
And I wanted to have I wanted to have surgery with the same doctor that I was going to have my follow up care with.
Would you do it again?
100%.
You're crazy.
100%. I can't wait. Anybody want to join me? Come on, let's sign up. 2019. Let's do this. Running with the Bulls, still going strong.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.